Other important news around: President Macron of France is due in Berlin later today for talks with Chancellor Olaf Scholz, with Ukraine inevitably at the top of their agenda. France is under pressure to increase its military aid to Kyiv after it was revealed that its share of foreign armaments being sent to Ukraine is less than 2%. This when President Macron is championing France as a pillar of European defence. Our Paris correspondent Hugh Schofield now reports.
France's Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna was in Kiev last week, and from the smiles on offer, all seems to be well between the two countries. Maybe. But listen now to François Eisbourg, who's also just back from the war zone. François Eisbourg is France's leading strategic analyst. He has the ear of government. And what he found is that France is losing influence in Kiev because it's not pulling its weight.
We have become inaudible. We are not mentioned for a basic reason, and that is the Ukrainians have a war to win. They are seeking to get better arms from countries which are likely to provide them and are no longer trying to work hard on the French. It's not so much disapproval that I sensed than a very unpleasant feeling that we were being treated as an irrelevance.
It's not that France isn't helping. These Caesar self-propelled howitzers are universally praised by the Ukrainian army. But Eisbourg's on-the-ground research at the main dispatching hub in Poland confirmed his fears. Of all the aid coming to Ukraine from abroad, less than 2% is French. America is ahead of everyone, of course, but France lags way behind the UK, as well as Poland, Italy, and even small countries like Estonia. The French military is understandably sensitive about accusations it's not helping as much as it could. Here at the historic École Militaire in central Paris is where they hammer out strategy, much as they did when the place was built in the 18th century in the War of the Austrian Succession. General Jérôme Pellistrandi is the editor of the National Defence Review. He says that French efforts in Ukraine are underappreciated.
Yes, it may look as if we're behind other countries in giving arms to Ukraine, but I can tell you France has every intention to play its part. And you must also not forget that we need to take a global vision of security. There's Ukraine, but also the help we give to our other partners in Eastern Europe, and then our missions too in the Sahel and the Indo-Pacific, all with an army which is of relatively small scale.
Ni s'aligner sur en quelque sorte les plus va-t-en guerre.
What makes it awkward is that there's a diplomatic and political aspect to the question of French arms to Ukraine. Many countries of Eastern Europe are chary about President Macron, who they think showed himself far too willing earlier in the war to accommodate Vladimir Putin. This same President Macron, they note, who's also forever telling them it's safe to come under a European security umbrella. Pierre Arroche of the French Institute for Strategic Studies believes the narrative of an appeasing President Macron is very unfair, but he does say that a greater French military contribution to Ukraine is vital in order to reburnish France's security credentials.
To make our objective in terms of European cooperation viable, we have to demonstrate that, in particular to Eastern European member states, to Poland, that we are on the same page and that cooperating with France and buying the idea up to a certain extent of strategic autonomy is not a strategic risk, that it is actually a way to strengthen their defense and to strengthen Ukraine eventually.
Arroche is calling for France to send 50 Leclerc battle tanks. Others are pushing to send air defense systems. President Macron has indicated that more French help to Ukraine will be forthcoming, which suggests that the pressure may be beginning to tell.
That was Hugh Schofield reporting. Brings us to 12 minutes to